This is Super Fast Business with James Schramko. Helping you build your business super fast.
James Schramko here with this week's internet marketing news. And I'm going to be talking about how to connect with strangers. Don't worry, it's not stranger danger. Plus, we'll be talking about tagging your source for incoming leads. Plus, we'll talk about how much knowledge you probably have that you may not be aware of. One of the greatest threads this week was about controversy and engagement. What was determined is that if you can polarize people, if you can take a position on things and be controversial, you'll engage more. You know, rants often get a lot more shares. If you've got a strong opinion about something, or if you ask for people's opinion, you might find that that really gets the engagement up. This can help on Facebook with EdgeRank. Can also have people sharing your post or talking about it. Now, of course, you generally want to make sure that it's within your best interest for people to be sharing this information. So before you go on a rant, just consider the negative implications as well in case you get it wrong. And maybe just avoid some of the chargiest subjects, as my friend Ezra would say. Let's talk about tagging. A good CRM system will allow you to track the source of your leads. Now, I'm using Office Autopilot, and it has a tag system, so I can actually track the source of each tag. So I know that a lead came from Facebook or from the top opt-in on my page or the sidebar opt-in or the footer or the after post or the lead player or the lead pages. I can track all of this just by adding a source tag. It's got the source and then where it came from. Now I know when I'm building my list where the most leads come from. Of course, this helps me redesign my site, but not just my primary site, my secondary site, my third site, because I can take what I've learned from one and put it onto the other. That's why tracking the source of your inquiries is so important. If you use good quality CRM software, this will be something you can do from now. Chances are you know a lot more than you think you know. If you've been around an internet community like Fastweb Formula, then the stuff we talk about there becomes so normal that you don't realize until you go out into the rest of the world that you are actually talking some form of alien. And normal people will look at you and scratch their head, wondering what you're talking about. But you know so much. You possess more internet business power in your pinky than the average business owner does for their entire staff. So use it wisely. Choose your fights carefully. Go out there and help people if they need help, and they will happily pay you for this knowledge. You should get a great return on your investment for the time you spend inside Fastweb Formula when you go and help people and they see a commercial value to that. Finally, connecting to strangers. I'm lucky enough that we have a great friend, Dean Hunt, inside Fastweb Formula, and he is a master at striking up connections with people who he wants to meet, and he's got a system to do this. So he's shared his best tips inside Fastweb Formula. I do hope you check out that thread because it can really help you become far more influential and build up your contact base much faster. So thanks, Dean, for posting that golden content. And I really think these posts are going to help people find out how they can grow their business way faster. So I look forward to seeing you inside the forum. I'm James Schramko. That's us for another week with Internet Marketing News. You've been watching a superfastbusiness.com production. Speak soon.
Discover how to build your business
super fast.
Check out superfastbusiness.com.